Peace Game Podcast. Last week, Marvel dropped a whole bunch of bombs, a whole bunch of release dates, and we see where they're trying to go, where I guess Warner Brothers is taking a different track for all of 2021. So, Big Mike, you want to talk about everything that got announced, or at least the major stuff?
Starting with WandaVision, January 15th. Falcon and Winter Soldier is immediately after that in March. Then Loki is immediately after that in May. And then the next three, Ms. Marvel, Hawkeye, and I forget what the other show was. But all those should be streaming throughout the year on Disney Plus. So that was kind of a big surprise because I thought they'd be a little more spaced out. But I guess since Marvel really hadn't done anything this whole year, they're jam-packing everything into 1 year and making sure that there's plenty of content for people to take in. And they showed trailers for Falcon and Winter Soldier and Loki. Both trailers I thought were good overall. I mean, I'm always going to tune in anyway, but it definitely had me excited for what's coming to Disney Plus. Television-wise, they're all in on Disney Plus and the streaming stuff. And they announced She-Hulk, Mark Ruffalo is going to be in that, making an appearance. Tim Roth is back as Abomination. So
really?
And stuff over from films to the shows now. That I found that out after the fact. Black Widow come out in May the 2021 now. Shang-Chi's still on tap to come out on time. Eternals is supposed to come out. I guess they're all in on the vaccine working and stuff going back to normal pretty soon because the new CEO for Disney, apparently him and Feige both echo that they're not putting the Marvel movies on streaming service. It's not happening. So I guess you can forget that. That's why there's so many shows that have been announced. And the slate of shows is the way it is to try to tide everything over in case the movie thing doesn't work out right away. And I think the only other big major announcement film-wise, Thor Love and Thunder is 2022, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse 2022. They announced the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special, and everybody had concerns that it was like a cartoon, but they came out and James Gunn said no. It's an actual live action. It's within the MCU canon movie with all the characters. So there's that. I don't know if they're going to count that as Guardians of the Galaxy 3 or what, but it's a holiday special to come out around Christmas time. And I think that's 2022 as well. Oh, I forgot next year, What If the animated series will be on Disney Plus as well. So other than that, the only other big news was they had the clip for Fantastic Four and announced that John Watts will be directing that. And so I've seen a lot of people online making the point that he directed that first Spider-Man Homecoming. And I believe he directed the sequel as well. And so they were kind of like, the way that that went, don't expect Dr. Doom right away. They'll probably get some minor villains to build Fantastic Four up. And Doom will kind of be like the big bad guy they work to get towards with that. Still no casting news. And then the terrible news, in my opinion, and I'm sure some people agree, they announced that they will not recast T'Challa in Black Panther. But it doesn't sound like they're passing the mantle to Shuri either. So apparently, from what I read, they're going to focus on the characters that they introduced in the first one and the world of Wakanda as a whole. And that's going to be the sequel. I don't agree with that.
No. I think it's terrible.
That's a goddamn cop-out, man. Just fucking recast.
I don't know why they're thinking about that. And hopefully, they'll change their mind. But
is Disney and Disney's view of being progressive is the same thing they keep churning out over and over and over again. So it's just kind of a holdover move. So they'll see how much money they can make with this.
Well, it won't make any.
Well, no, it'll make something.
Well, they're trying to see how much money they can make before they make that full swing into it being all one thing. So basically testing the waters with this movie, knowing that people will come see it.
That's the waters with fucking Captain Marvel. How about that? I haven't seen that movie, and I will not.
We got to sit down and analyze why that movie failed. I've seen Brie Larson in a ton of other stuff, and she's great.
Great in Scott Pilgrim.
The thing is, she's a good actress. I never said that she wasn't a good actress. She just is not encompasses the role to me.
I think they might be taking a different track with that movie.
Yeah, they announced that she's back for the sequel, but the rumor is they're either going to recast her after this one or...
Well, she's not very popular.
Carol Danvers might die off in this one and might go to somebody else because I guess the rumor is that she's very difficult to work with.
I could believe that.
Kind of tired of dealing with her.
She's got that Shia LaBeouf and that other actors who think they're thespians. We're not actors. We're thespians. We pull the essence from the cast we play. I don't know, whatever. She takes herself a little too seriously. At the same time, she doesn't take the business side of it serious. What I'm doing, and I'm doing all
the craft seriously.
Yeah, exactly. She takes the craft itself seriously.
Well, that's the case. Go to motherfucking Broadway.
But she doesn't take the business side of it like and understand that this is a fucking business.
It seems like whoever her agent was or whoever casted her, she didn't really understand the Marvel way, Disney way of doing the stuff that you are 100% committed. Probably not going to be doing too many other movies other than the movies that they want you to appear in. Maybe she just didn't understand that.
I saw her working out for the role and everything. And I'm like, you're doing good. But another thing is, I think she was a victim. There was a lot of hype surrounding her. They kept trying to build her up and build the character up. And it got to the point where it's okay, it's Captain Marvel, dude. That character's not a big deal.
Yeah, and they kept saying that they're going to have a big role and to do an endgame. Not really. Not really.
Yeah, well, she turned out to be overpowered as hell. And it was, oh, she can't be there. Well, we kept her out of there because if she was there from the very beginning, she'd have fucked up Thanos. No, okay. She's that fucking powerful. What is she there at the beginning, like, dealing with shit?
Yeah, I mean, she just shows up at the beginning of the movie, disappears, and then shows up at the final battle. Huh?
Classic Mary Sue shit. I mean, I just remember in the comics, she wasn't that fucking tough. Captain Marvel got her ass kicked. Thanos fucked her up. I didn't even know she was alive when...
Rogue destroyed her.
Oh, yeah. Rogue's the one that damn near killed her. That's right.
Yeah.
Rogue. Not saying Rogue's a slouch, but damn.
Keeping most of her powers, too. Shit.
Oh, and that was the rumor. They get rid of her, it'll be Rogue takes her powers.
I guess the Rambo daughter is in that movie, and then Kamala Khan might be...
Yeah, Monica Rambeau is actually in WandaVision, so they're already setting her up for the future.
All right.
The little girl piece up, so that's cool.
Man, whatever they decide to do with it, I'm fine with it.
It was clear her chemistry was off with the whole rest of the cast. Did you let her do a screen test? I don't even think they did a screen test with anyone else. I mean, she just popped up, and I don't think they all get along. Like, Scarlett Johansson, she gets along with all of them. Queen Bee of that whole crew. And
well, we'll say that, I guess, another 2 weeks... we'll likely be seeing Wonder Woman. Better movie than Captain Marvel.
Yeah, sure, I'm pumped for that.
Yeah, people have been giving a good review so far.
The reviews don't matter unless it's Beast Gang.
Captain Marvel is probably about as bad as Iron Man 3.
Other people tell it. That movie's fucking amazing. It's great.
Iron Man 3 was good.
Yo, you need to stop with that. Stop messing with me. Avengers 2 wasn't as great a movie as it should have been. That is still a Joss Whedon movie. Captain Marvel is on that level.
That whole Black Panther thing, man. We had many a podcast.
It's a mistake.
Talking about the casting and what they should do. I am not going to settle for them just saying, okay, we're not going to recast. I'm going to wait until I hear that they're filming and they have not recast. Then I'm going to be really pissed off. But if they decide to go that route, I will not be checking out that movie.
At this point, I'd rather have Killmonger.
No, and the thing about it, a lot of people that I know feel the same way that I do, but I know there's I'm not going to say I'm a large group, but there's a small vocal minority that's cool with Shuri being Black Panther. Personally, I have no problem with Shuri being a Black Panther, but build up to it. Just do not just throw it in there. That just shows that you just don't give a fuck really about this character. And for you to use this as a tester, like, okay, we're going to make Shuri the Black Panther and see what we could do with it, see what happens. No, you don't do that. If you cared about the character, this wouldn't even be an option. First, as soon as they got the notification about Chadwick passing, they should be like, all right, so we need to recast Black Panther. If you cared about the character, there are too many great stories with T'Challa. So many things you could do with T'Challa compared to Shuri. Well, with Shuri, you really can't do shit because her arc, if I remember correct, her arc as king or queen of Wakanda or whatever the fuck you want, the monarch of Wakanda, wasn't really a good ass arc. So what are you going to do?
All the stories that they planned for Black Panther, revolved around T'Challa. Like, it revolved around them and not replacing it. But not only that, the optics of the whole thing.
You're right. Isn't fucking believable.
They come out with the same movies, all these remakes of the older movies, aside from The Lion King, they're all the same movies. They're all about princesses.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, what they're doing to this movie is no different than Captain Marvel. Black Widow gets a pass. I mean, that movie will likely be awesome and give that to me right now, but Disney keeps remaking the same movies. Any other thing other than cast Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow?
See, but the thing is, Black Widow has been established, been around.
Iron Man 2. I didn't like that movie. I still don't like that movie. But
Black Widow has always been a staple. They say, well, we're doing this because we want to respect Chadwick. I don't think that he would want that. I think he understood the character is bigger than him.
Right.
So keep it going. That's what's pissing me off. Keep it going.
Right. And that's the thing that I was saying the other day when I was having this conversation with Beavin. I told him, if the thing that bothers me is, I think if, so everything's reactionary. Okay, black people immediately with Chadwick pass. I saw all over Twitter, you better not recast, you better not recast. All right, again, everybody's emotional. We said this that night when we talked about Chadwick passing, and we saw what I say, let the emotions die down from the first.
Right.
Time, I would automatically delay the movie. Let everything die down, and then you sit down at the table and revisit it. And there's only one thing that you need to do. And I would tell this to Bob Chapek, the whole fucking Disney staff, whoever. The one person you need to go talk to is Chadwick's widow. She's the closest person to him. If not her, then his parents. But you sit down with them and say, you knew Chadwick best. You loved him. He married you. Left everything to you, whatever, blah, blah, blah. What do you think he would want? And if she says Chadwick's about inspiring people, he knows the role is bigger than him, this and whatever, the best way to honor him is to recast it. That's literally the statement you put out. We talked to the one person that mattered, and she said, the way you honor him is to recast. With that, we are recasting. Whoever's pissed, fuck him. Let him be pissed. I tell you what, when the movie comes out, I bet you that motherfucking ass will be in the seat. If the role is too important to just not do it again and to let it die out.
Well, to Disney and them trying to push social agendas, they're looking at those dollar signs as opposed to the butts in the seats that should be there because who the character represents.
How much money did Black Panther make? Over $1 billion?
Yeah.
I'm calling it right now. If they decide to go with Shuri as Black Panther for Black Panther 2, you'll be lucky if you make $300 million.
I don't think they're going to go that route. And maybe I'm reading too much into what they said. When the line was they're going to focus on the people they introduced in the first one, then I think it's, one, you got the M'Baku element and the fact that he fought for the throne to begin with, so he probably wants the throne. Two, Letitia's been fucking up here lately. People are pissed off her, so I don't know how hardcore Disney's going to be about giving her.
What do you mean by that?
He posted some video about some dude that was like, don't take vaccines. And then everybody was like, cancel her. And Don Cheadle tried to defend her. And then he saw the video. He was like, fuck her too. And it turned into this whole thing for like a day.
I mean, but that's like every week on the internet. But no, I understand what you're saying. I mean, last week it was Gina Carano.
Yeah. But I think it's the line of who we introduced in the first one. There's always been the rumor that when the camera panned away and Killmonger fell, T'Challa took a kimono bead and saved them. And I think that's the angle you go with. The only thing that possibly makes sense is M'Baku going for the throne. You don't want him to get it. And the only person alive that you can get who actually should inherit it, other than Shuri, would be Killmonger. So you let him out of jail and you have him go with M'Baku. That's the only thing I can see happening, literally. And if you had Namor in the plans, he's like the only person who could deal with Namor, maybe. So I can only go with the whole statement of we're going to focus on the characters introduced in the first one. And then that ends up being a thing because who the fuck else you got? Who's going to be the villain?
The stuff that were built on the villains was built off either T'Chaka or T'Challa and their interactions with people. So how are you going to spend that?
Well, already. So what you going to do? I think it's the wrong decision. I'll just wait to see. If they don't mention T'Challa's dead in the second one, then you know they're recasting. Because they're already banking on it ain't gonna make as much money as the first time, and they're gonna recast shit and do whatever they do.
So whatever happens with people going back in the theaters, you have to take that into account as well. So you have to make the best decision.
You have to develop Shuri. She was in a fucking lab the whole first movie. She wasn't fighting. I mean, what, for 2 seconds?
She drove a car in Korea.
Killmonger handled her like it was nothing. And now we just supposed to believe that she got the mantle and she's this badass overnight. You basically doing a race syndrome again.
Killmonger came in, took over the whole kingdom. She did nothing.
Right.
Exactly. So how's it going to be believable that she could be the queen?
In fact, when they told her to eat the fruit, she said no. It's on the key. It should be you.
So you already made the character look weak in the first place, twice. And then trying to give them something they technically don't deserve yet, just because Disney has agendas.
Should get Spider-Man 3 footage within the next couple weeks. I'm hearing that all these people who are now signed on a cast are mostly cameos, so it's not like major roles in the film and all that. But
God, was it X-Men? We were just talking about Yeah, I think so. It was kept going on and on about how, yeah, we've got this person coming back. We got them. They're coming back to do this movie. And it just kept going on. I think that was it. And Days of Future Past. I mean, it turned out to be a decent movie, but it was like, okay. She's going to have him show up and just blip in for a second and then dip out again. I don't even know if it's worth the time to hype it up and stuff.
Mainly Sony being greedy. Far From Home is their first billion-dollar movie. And so that started this whole whirlwind thing. And so apparently now the new deal, if I'm not mistaken, before it was Marvel got the bulk of the money and Sony was getting their check and that was it. Now it's kind of flip-flop. Sony's getting the bulk of the take and Marvel gets 25%. So I think this is more Sony than it is Marvel because, like I said, what I understood, Marvel had a 9-film plan for Tom Holland and the Spider-Verse thing wasn't supposed to happen until later down the line. And now everything's kind of got bumped up. So this is Sony trying to ride the wave and build their Spider-Verse that they've been hyping up and all that. And part of the agreement is Marvel could still use Tom Holland to have him appear in a couple other movies and stuff like that. But this is mainly Sony's wheelhouse now. So Toby was at a fitting, so he's confirmed. Like I said, Andrew Garfield apparently signed on. Jamie Foxx, Alfred Molina, Emma Stone, Kirsten Dunst. Charlie Cox is making an appearance with Daredevil. I don't think John Bernthal's in it, but apparently that led to they're talking to him about reprising The Punisher now. I don't think it's for the movie, though. I think it's just in general. I think that's it so far. I don't think they've added nobody
that's
else.
Just too many people in that movie. Like, regardless of how the movie is structured, even if it's cameos, it's just too many people. Because at that point, all you're looking for are just those appearances. You're not looking for the story.
Oh, and I would expect Doctor Strange because he's supposed to be Peter's kind of like new mentor since Tony Stark's gone.
Because they fixed his character.
Yeah, so Wanda's supposed to cause some issues in WandaVision and then she shows up in Doctor Strange's sequel. All hell breaks loose. That all ties into why Spider-Verse kind of starts taking place. And then it goes from there. So,
well, shit. I mean, if they were smart, they would do the House of M thing in reverse. Bring everybody back or just bring back a bunch of folks and turns out a bunch of damn mutants and stuff. So earn my trust. I'll just sit back and wait. But that Sony mess sounds ridiculous. So.
We shall see.
This sounds like the Amazing Spider-Man style of Sony.
Well, I would hope that even though Marvel's only got like a 25% stake, I would hope at the end of the day, if nothing else, Feige's got enough pull or enough power in the deal to say, whatever you all decide to do, we got to be on board because it still affects the MCU going forward. And at the end of the day, it's their baby. And you can't fuck it up just on your greed and trying to do everything in one movie. That ain't going to work. So
having Sony finance most of the film, since they're going to be winning most of the profit now, Sony's going to exert more control because they don't make smart decisions. I get they'll let creative go their own way, but they're not particularly known for their intelligent filmmaking decisions there. Because Amazing Spider-Man 2 was just like, what the hell are y'all doing? And annoying Peter Parker, that's the first thing. Venom, which they still consider a success. I think the sequel failure is going to disabuse them of that notion.
Well, they're trying to tie Venom and everything, too. So that's been a conversation for a long time. Like, Tom Holland's supposedly making an appearance or a cameo. I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't even be, not gonna be surprised one bit if Venom pops up in Spider-Man 3, even as an after-credit thing. I already see that kind of being the thing they're going to push. But I don't know. We'll see.
They just had to be patient.
Yeah, because, I mean, like I said, it was in the plans from what I read was, again, three phases. Peter Parker High School, Peter Parker College, Peter Parker as an adult. And somewhere through all that, he's supposed to interact with Venom. There was a plan for him to meet the Sinister Six. And there was going to be a plan to have the Spider-Verse happen at some point. And again, you got 9 films to work towards all this, get all this stuff done. And that was my concern. Then all of a sudden, overnight, it was like, hey, we're just going to throw everybody in this third one. And I'm like,
ah. Don't even make sense. Whatever.
Yeah, Hayden is coming back as Darth Vader for the Obi-Wan series. Patty Jenkins is directing the Rogue Squadron. That's going to be the next movie. 2023, I think it is. 2023. December. So I don't know. We'll see. As long as they don't fuck up Mandalorian anymore going forward. Because she decides to stick her little hands in it. I'm good.